Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. And we got some more breaking news for you. Breaking news, nigga. Breaking news. Before we get into this breaking news, I want you to go ahead and take the time out to hit that follow button so that you can be notified every time we drop this breaking news for you. Hit that like button while you're at it, too. And now let's go to Brother Israel for the breaking news. Go ahead, Brother Israel.
This is from MediaTakeOnNews.com. Article headline: Charlamagne, Tekashi 6ix9ine visiting Nipsey Hussle Memorial. Moral was evil.
Nipsey Hussle Memorial was evil. See, let me tell you something about Charlamagne. If anybody who follows this little damn butt snob, I'm not even going. You got everybody calling this man a god. Because he put Charlamagne the God at the end of his name, I refuse to call another man God. And for all of you idiots out there, who just because this man got God in his name, you gonna call this man God. What do you think the Most High God is thinking about you? Because the Most High God said he's a jealous God. Don't put no other gods before him. Obviously, you are putting Charlamagne before him. This man ain't no damn God. This man is a butt snob. A butt plug. Real talk. And not only that, he don't teach the truth. Every day he gets on that damn Power 105 The Breakfast Club. What the hell he be talking about? African ancestors. When you niggas are not even African. But yet you follow. Oh, you got to pay homage to our African ancestors. Why are you paying homage to somebody else's ancestors? You want to pay homage to your ancestors? You got to go in the middle of that ocean and try to, you know what I'm saying, light a candle and, you know what I'm saying, worship them. Which is an abomination, but if you want to worship your ancestors, that's where you got to go. You got to go to the bottom of that ocean where them slave ships travel down, coming over here. Just light a candle over that ocean. I'm pretty sure a spirit of one of your ancestors will come up and smack you in the mouth. Be like, nigga, don't you know that's why we here? You worshiping spirits? Anyway, Charlamagne's a retard. And by him talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine visiting a grave goes to show you that that's that old propaganda shit. We ain't supposed to worship the dead because our people are not dead. Even when our people die, they're not dead. You understand? Stop going with this little philosophy, this shit, motherfucking him that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's pay homage, let's light candles and make a visual to the dead. You are worshiping the same fucking shit that damn Charlamagne worships, the dead. Because our people are not dead. When you die, you don't die, you live according to what you have done on this earth. If you've done good on this earth, you live. If you done evil on this earth, you live, but you live in misery. Case in point, the book of Matthew, where Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus was the beggar. The rich man was the rich man. The Bible said when Lazarus died, he was carried off to Abraham's bosom. Where he was partying and enjoying himself. And it says the rich man died. And they kicked that nigga down to hell. Where he was what? In misery. And the rich man said he looked up. And he seen Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And he cried out to Lazarus and said, Lazarus, can you give me a drop of water so that I can cool my tongue because I'm in torment down here. Don't let nobody damn fool you. Your damn people ain't in that grave. Your people is alive. It just depends on where they at. It determines on where they at. But go ahead, brother Israel. So he said, damn. What did Charlemagne said about Tekashi?
Mouth of it right now. Charlemagne sat down for an interview where he revealed that he felt Tekashi 6ix9ine visiting Nipsey Hussle Moro in Los Angeles was evil.
Well, I think, matter of fact, he was semi-right. Because if anybody visit anybody mural, you know what I'm saying, with candles at, and you know what I'm saying, you got a big picture on the wall, and you know what I'm saying, anybody's doing that, you are worshiping idols, you're worshiping fallen spirits, you're worshiping spirits, you're worshiping another god. That's what you're doing. So yes, that's evil. Yes, Charlemagne, let me give you a pat on, a clap, hand clap. Congratulations, Charlemagne. You did something motherfucking right. You said that freaking damn Tekashi 6ix9ine, what he did was evil. Now, what was your intentions on saying that? Let's go ahead and see. Go ahead, Brother Israel.
Speaking of Vlad, Charlemagne says the rapper's action was just some evil stuff to do. Charlemagne recalled when Nipsey sat down with Big Boy for an interview. And Nipsey said he wanted no parts of the rainbow-haired rapper. 6ix9ine claims he arrived in the Crenshaw area of Los Angeles to pay respect to Nipsey during his interview with TSR. He denied he meant any disrespect. In a New York Times interview, he also compared himself to West Coast rapper Tupac.
Charlemagne. Before you can speak on anything, you need to speak on the feelings and the effect. Because, you know, when a little girl is raped, that shit just don't go away. That don't go away. That little girl got to live with you, your drunk ass, on top of her for the rest of her life. Even when she get with some other damn man, she got to still live with that. Trust me, I dated plenty of rape victims. And it's not cool. I dated a lot of women who was raped. And they are shell-shocked. Scared. So I can tell you out of experience that what Charlemagne did to that girl to get where he at on Power 105, The Breakfast Club and shit, is traumatizing. For all you don't know what happened, let me tell you. Charlemagne was once at a hole-in-the-wall radio station in South Carolina. But he wanted to come up, as so speaking, in the world. But little do you know, in order for you to come up, you have to commit a rape. Every satanic scumbag got to commit a rape. So he went and got one of his little friends, told their mama, I'ma take her to a little party I got going on over here, a little frat party or whatnot, what I got going over here. And the mama and the parents so stupid to allow their daughter to go with Charlemagne to that party. The girl took her friend with her. They at the party. Charlemagne got their drinks. Put something in both of their drinks. One of the girls, it didn't fade her, but the other girl, it did. And she passed out from the drink that Charlemagne gave her. And next thing you know, the other girl was looking for her friend. Went upstairs to one of the rooms and seen Charlemagne with his pants at his ankles on top of that passed out girl, just a hunching away. But this man ain't brought up on any charges. This man ain't locked up for rape. let alone the girl was young as fuck. What happened, Charlamagne? You don't want to talk about that, right? Because y'all women want to talk about rape. Y'all women want to talk about, oh, you know, it's traumatizing. It's traumatizing. Well, that little girl is going to experience that shit for the rest of her fucking life. All because of this fucking damn satanic fucking scumbag fucking Charlamagne. I bet she probably wake up in nightmares just picturing this dumbass fuck on top of her and shit. You see what I'm saying, people? So before Charlamagne can motherfucking damn speak on anybody else, he need to motherfucking damn come out and confess. That's what he need to do. Write a book and confess about what you did, Charlamagne dumbass Maine. Talking about, oh, you did your bit, shut the fuck up, you fucking nigga, you. Anyway, go ahead, Brother Israel.
Tupac Shakur was convicted of rape. Actually, felony sex abuse.
Wait a minute. Did he just say Tupac Shakur was convicted of rape?
Yeah.
So he's talking about other people's rape charges, but he ain't talking about his own. Last time I checked, you dumb motherfucker, you got to fucking damn clean out your own closet before you talk about somebody else's fucking rape. Charlamagne is a fucking retard. He out there... on fucking podcasts is motherfucking them talking everything else but what the fuck he did. Fucking damn, he's writing all motherfucking type of books talking about everything else but what the fuck he did. You so-called have a happy life. That's what you said, right, Charlamagne? You got a wife. You got kids. You got a daughter. What would you do if somebody did to your fucking daughter, you dumb motherfucker? To what you did to that fucking girl, you bastard. What would you do? You'd probably be upset, right? You ritualized that fucking girl to get where you at. And nobody cannot fucking see this shit? How he motherfucking went from a hole in the wall radio station in South Carolina to now he's at the biggest fucking damn radio show in America, basically. All from that one little rape. Now he want to talk about Tupac. Got convicted of a rape charge. Get the fuck out of here.
So I'm going to say, is Tupac Shakur loved or hated? Well, what's the difference between me and Tupac Shakur? I never caught a rape charge ever.
Oh, did he just say that?
He did.
So he just said he never caught a rape charge. Wow. Why didn't you get a rape charge? Because the girl is still living. The girl is still living. Matter of fact, y'all probably shut the girl up because the girl was trying to come out. And I believe.
Oh wait, that was 6ix9ine speaking about that, about the Tupac Shakur.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
There's no difference between me and Tupac Shakur. He went on to say, you're telling me he gave back through his art. You're lying to me. That's the end of the article.
Let me tell you something. One thing about Tekashi 69 that I got to your own say, give credit to versus Charlamagne. Look, Tekashi 69 is not faking anything he's doing. He snitched. He understands he's a snitch. He's not denying that he's a snitch.
Obviously, his name came out of Tattletale.
And he's gloating about it. He got rainbow hair. He's not hiding the fact that he got rainbow hair. He's proud of it. You see what I'm saying? Everything. You know what I'm saying? He's a troll. He's not hiding the fact. He's not saying that he's not a troll. But yet you... is hiding the fact that you dramatized that little girl. I think she's like in her 20s now. But she got to live with that for the rest of her life. And for all of you rape victims out there, you guys know what I'm talking about. Because I ain't been raped, but I had dated women who have been raped. Damn, they motherfucking legs start shaking when you it's hard, it's a horrible feeling, you know what I'm saying, having sex with somebody who got raped before. They legs start twitching, you know what I'm saying? They crumble up, you know what I'm saying? They pull back and they, you know what I'm saying? It's like dealing with a Vietnam War veteran. You know what I'm saying? They shell shocked. And to all you women who've been raped, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway, Charlamagne, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Now, speak on that. Anyway, this is news. I want to thank you all for tuning in and logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. Hit that follow button if you're new here so that you won't miss out on any single episode. I mean, any single news report that we drop. Hit that like button, share button, comment board. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, if you want more exclusive content, exclusive conversations, weekly Bible study, and much, much more, well, join my Facebook Messenger group. You can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. And I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.